Welcome to the Really Awful Movies podcast, a celebration of low-budget cinema.
Is another apocalyptic prediction about to come true? Winds of death sweep across the world, and whole continents will be cast adrift in an ocean of blood.
I'm Chris, and along with Jeff, we're bringing you the very best and worst of horror, sci-fi, action, exploitation, kung fu, and women in prison movies from the 1970s to today. Be sure and check out reallyawfulmovies.com for reviews, interviews, lists, and terrific movie giveaways from our downtown Toronto headquarters. Episode 8, Miami Connection. Miami Connection. So, what do you associate the Florida Panhandle with?
Gators.
Bikinis?
Bikinis. Beaches.
White trash?
White trash, definitely.
Cubans?
Yeah, Cubans. Yeah. Disney World.
So you're saying not ninjas?
Definitely not ninjas, no.
Well, you've come to the right place then. Miami Connection features ninjas and a band that is thematically based on the Korean martial art of Taekwondo.
Right, and
I'm not even making that up.
No, I know, and despite the fact this film is called Miami Connection, it was actually filmed in Orlando, Florida.
Predominantly, yeah.
There are some establishing shots in Miami thrown in, I guess, for budgetary purposes.
Yeah,
but I mean, you want ninjas, you got ninjas aplenty. So Miami Connection, it's basically the project of
brainchild of a Korean expat.
Yes,
who
YK Kim.
Yeah, who ran a Central Florida Taekwondo dojo
and made this film in order to bring Taekwondo awareness to the masses, in particular in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Was he successful? That remains to be seen. But he's really,
if by masses you mean the 100 people who saw this movie
in its original run, yes. he's bringing the awareness of Taekwondo through the art of music.
Yeah, through the art of song.
Song, yes, yeah. Indeed, because YK Kim.
He's not only a dojo master, but
he's also a
member of this of a university band. Even though he's 20 years their senior,
exactly.
This band is based in the University of Central Florida, and
their name is Dragon Sound.
Their name is Dragon Sound, and they have a sort of a unique approach to their musicality. On stage, they
do live taekwondo demonstrations.
Yeah. That includes grabbing on to a nose with a foot. Like, it's just highly unsanitary, not to mention disturbing to watch. And then using it, you know, for going through the usual, you know, breaking of boards and high kicks.
Yes.
So this is not surprisingly drew quite a crowd. So they started to develop quite a following in the local Orlando music scene.
Local.
Definite article. There seems to be one club that they're playing, and they draw big crowds in this club.
Now explain why there's only one. Why we surmise there's only one club.
It's only one club, and playing there. This spot is so coveted that people are willing to fight for it. And I mean literally fight for it, because there's another band.
A
rival band that's vying for a spot at this night spot. And rather than going through the normal channels, like maybe, say, playing on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday, another club.
It's an off night, but, you know, it's a gig. A gig's a gig, right? Or finding another club, which you would assume there would be some in a major tourist destination like Orlando, Florida.
But no, they enlist the help of a gang in order to wrest this one band out of this club so they can have it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the gang leader, his name is Jeff.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And he's a rather sort of a hirsute fellow.
Yes.
And he's sort of channeling Martin Scorsese via via Al Pacino. And I guess we should mention that this gang leader is also the brother of one of the members in Dragon Sound.
Not only is he one of the members of Dragon Sound, he's also dating another member of Dragon Sound.
Yeah, and
this Michael Phelps lookalike.
Yeah. So if that wasn't enough motivation that he would take money from this one band to chase the other band out of this nightclub, well, he's got personal motivations as well, because, dagnabbit, his sister is dating the lead... Well, no. Is he the lead guitarist?
No.
He's the the rhythm, bass player or rhythm, player, whatever he is, another band member. So this is the internecine, you know, situation here. So we've set the groundwork for really an amazing film.
So Dragon Sound, not only do they give live taekwondo demonstrations on stage, they also have some pretty catchy numbers like
Against the Ninja.
Against the Ninja.
I don't know why they're singing about ninjas, but exactly. We'll get to that soon. Yeah.
And of course, Friends Forever, I believe it was called. Friendship, honesty.
Yeah, we'll play a clip now.
We'll play a clip, yeah, sense. Exactly.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to my club, Park Avenue, Central Florida's hottest nightclub. We have a special treat for you today. We have a new house band with a new dimension in rock and roll. We have the one, the only, Dragon Sound!
Your sister Jen? She's working here?
She's not supposed to be here. I don't know what she's doing here.
You better watch her. Let's go. Come on.
So that was Dragon Sound, and I think you'd agree they've got a bit of they got quite the unique sound.
They do.
So getting back to Jeff the gang member, Chris, you mentioned he's hirsute, although I think he might be lacking a little on top. What do you think?
I guess his hirsuteness comes pretty much in the form of a helmet head toupee.
Yeah,
it's kind of distracting as is his attire, just military fatigues, and his group, his gang is sort of a ragtag bunch of looks like South Florida sort of meth heads.
Every meth head in South Florida,
and with bandanas tied around their necks.
Kenny Craig client, basically,
and crop tops, which is not really very badass looking, to be honest.
Not really, no.
Yeah, this leads to all this, the fighting in the deserted streets of Orlando with lead pipes, roundhouse taekwondo kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should mention that there's a subplot.
But before we get into that, I do want to say that the fight in the deserted streets of Orlando, despite the fact that you have four members of Dragon Sound versus about 40 gang members.
Meth addicts. Yeah.
Dragon Sound does make short work of them.
They do.
They beat them quite handily. So, let's get into the subplot now. So, one of the members of Dragon Sound is a, I guess...
He's clearly African-American, he claims half
Korean lineage.
Which is just absurd. Anyway, he's...
There's no way that this guy has one drop of Korean in him, ladies and gentlemen. But
he's trying to find his long-lost dad through the Department of Defense because his dad's a Korean vet. And I guess at this point, we'd be remiss in not mentioning that this is a band of orphans.
Or pins, as YK Kim says, yes.
And so he's awaiting word to track down his deadbeat dad. And... Yeah, so they eventually I guess, do reunite.
They do reunite, but a lot of stuff happens before that. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, we should also mention the fact that Dragon Sound is a multi-ethnic band.
Yeah, and in fact, they've got a world tour planned
planned in their minds, basically.
Because yeah. There's really, apart from this one club, no audience for this kind of music. Anyway, they have a world tour planned based on the ethnic heritage of each band member. So they've got Ireland, Israel, Italy, and Korea.
Right.
And ostensibly to spread Taekwondo awareness abroad.
Now, I've never planned a world tour before, but that to me is not sounding like the most practical of itineraries, I mean, or flight paths, but Ireland, Italy, Korea, and Israel, I mean,
they're not going to recoup their tour costs.
No. And do they even have a following in these countries?
They don't have a following domestically, so let's put it that way.
And considering how hard it is to get a gig in Orlando, can you imagine what it'd be like in the Meisters?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to fight it out in, Tel Aviv or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, getting back to the subplot, this Korean African musician does eventually get a letter indicating that his father has been found.
Yeah, and is looking to track him down.
Yeah, and actually he's going to reunite with him the very next day.
Now, this is a movie with a lot of heart. So, this band who all lives in a one-room apartment, they pool their funds together, which amounts to about $300. And they buy this guy a suit.
So he can buy a suit.
Yeah, so he can be dressed in sartorial finery when he meets his dad, who he hasn't seen in 35 years. So that sets up battle.
The climax, because on the way to the big reunion, unfortunately, they are waylaid by the group of ninjas, which results in a fairly brutal battle.
Involves in bog water, swamps,
swords, stars. Mm-hmm. Somebody being pretty much cleaved in half.
Now, as we said, these guys can handle themselves. They already laid waste to this crummy, gang, and now they've dispensed with these ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. They're free to spread Taekwondo awareness.
Yes, indeed. Now, the other thing. So, Chris, what would you give this on our patent 5-star rating scale?
One being a must miss, five being a must see. This is definitely 4 and above. This, you will never find a movie with a premise this ridiculous ever. And if you do, please email us reallyawfulmovies@gmail.com. If you can find a movie where Cubano drug lords are interrupted by ninjas who fight to the death with a Miami Sound Machine-esque Taekwondo-spreading musical act, then please let us know. We challenge you. Anyway, what did we learn from this movie?
I learned that you can basically have a deadbeat dad who doesn't talk to you for 40 years.
Who reunites with you.
Who wants to reunite with you the very next day, where you'll basically get cleaved in half. But
when you have like a mortal wound and you're treated at the local hospital, but he comes sailing right over.
The father comes in and all bygones are bygones. Yeah. I mean, And I also learned that you could, be cut in half and then not even be kept overnight for observation in the hospital.
Indeed. I learned that the music industry is tough.
Got to
really especially fight it out.
You did.
The gigs are hard to come by, and by God it.
And people
fight it out for that one spot so you can be discovered.
People will literally kill for that gig.
And hopefully this movie gets discovered too, because Miami Connection is a minor classic.
Oh, without a doubt. The other thing I learned too is that friendship and honesty.
Yeah.
It's all about friendship and honesty.
Honesty and loyalty.
Taekwondo.
And Taekwondo.
Honesty and loyalty and Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. So if you want to find more about Miami Connection, we have a review up on our site at
www.reallyawfulmovies.com. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.